Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller, with special guest, Brother Joe Cuthbertson.
The old nature's not going to stop raising his head until we leave this walk of life. But you know what? The job that God has assigned to our hand is very much doable. We have to realize who's the one we need to go to and that's in charge of these things. Who's going to fight our battles for us? I can't fight up against him. I think the angel disputed about the body of Moses. He said, I dare not bring accusations against him, but not I, but Christ do.
That's right.
It's Christ that does it.
Yeah.
You know, whenever we put self up in front, the enemy likes that. He's going to try me on his own today.
Yeah.
He's going to try to hit me head on. Let him come on.
Uh-huh.
And see, when you get puffed up and try to face him, you done dropped your guard.
That's right.
And see, the enemy knows exactly when to come in there. He knows how to try to disrupt things.
That's right.
Yeah, he does.
But you know what?
Yes, sir.
The main reason for this spiritual battle is to render, the main reason for the spiritual battle for him to render us ineffective for Christ.
Yes.
To render us ineffective for Christ. See, now we know these things, and what are we supposed to do about them? The old saying, G.I. Joe, knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
But then, see, we have to realize how to be conquerors in this battle. So we know that in order to be victorious, we got to get step out of the way. We got to we have to get self out of the way. Realize who's in control. Well, the devil made me do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we heard that before.
So
I think they come from Flint Wilson back a long time ago.
Oh,
some of y'all old as I am, huh? But you know that the devil made me do it. He didn't make you do it.
That's
he
right.
suggested. He painted a pretty picture that you used to be aware of when the old nature was controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
He painted and made it look just as pretty and as inviting as he possibly can. But you know what? It's just a picture.
That's right.
It's nothing real to it.
There you go.
And we have to realize that to God be the glory, no matter what. I want to be able to stand before God and say, I have fought a good fight. Oh, man. And that's what Paul said. Man, the good fight of faith.
That's it.
But the only way we can do that is when we encounter situations like this. Then we come out smelling like gold.
Yeah,
that's done been that the drop is taken off and we just as pure as it can be as far as a Christian is concerned.
Yeah.
I know that when this lesson is over with, there's going to come an attack. Maybe not on just on me, but probably everybody in here because we listen to what God says.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what God tells us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And just let us try to do it.
Yeah.
And watch and see.
Mm-hmm.
But he just look at him as being a figment of your imagination that he has no power. The only power that the old nature has is what I give him.
That's it. That's good. I like that.
And saying if you don't give him the power, he can't use it.
That's right. That's good.
You know, the people out here that's got these guns that's killing people, they can't kill nobody if you don't give them a gun. So what you got to keep that harmful thing away from it. And trust me, the old nature is very harmful to a child of God that doesn't know his place in God's program. We got to be steadfast and unmovable at all point in times. Because what we have to bank on is God's word. That's why I said in Psalm that we meditate upon it day and night. If you don't do that, what's happening? You're leaving some time free for the enemy to get in there and work his work. And then listen to this. The sinner is saved, but the flesh is not. The flesh is not saved.
That's
good. You see what I'm saying?
Good, yeah.
So he's going to do what he does. He's going to do what he do. You know, that's a part of what he does now and what he was doing before.
Yeah.
When we were part of John 8:44, that's what controlled us. That's what ruled us and gave us our ideas and caused us to do things that was ungodly.
Yeah. Yes,
thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.